to the Agriculture Committee, and we would like to welcome our new members, Senator Scott Wilk and Senator Bill Dodd. And with that, we'll go ahead and establish a quorum. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk present. Berryhill. Dodd.
Here.
Dodd here. Pan.
Here.
Pan here.
Okay. Cool. The first item of business is to adopt the committee rules. Do we have a motion to adopt the rules? We have a motion. Will the secretary please call the roll?
The motion is that the committee rules be adopted. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill. Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Okay.
The rules are adopted. We have two items of business here before us. Senate Bill 243, authored by Galjani, dealing with citrus disease prevention, and SB 276 by Senator Dodd, dealing with greenhouse gas reduction fund exemptions. Senator Dodd, would you like to go first?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Madam Chair and members, I'm presenting SB 276 pertaining to the Healthy Soils Program and the State Water Efficiency Enhancement Program, known as SWEEP. Last year, Senator Lois Wilk introduced SB 1350 relating to Healthy Soils Program at the request of the Department of Food and Agriculture. The funding for this bill was included in last year's budget. According to this bill's sponsor, the allocations for both SWEEP and Healthy Soils were inadvertently wrapped into requirements not intended for the Climate Smart Agricultural Programs at CDFA. SB 276 ensures Healthy Soils Program and SWEEP receive their allocated funding to move forward, which will allow farmers and ranchers to continue supporting soils management practices and irrigation management improvements, which provide numerous environmental and health benefits. This bill has no opposition and is supported by a coalition of agriculture and environmental groups. I respectfully ask for your aye vote. With me today are Jeannie Merrill from the California Climate and Agriculture Network, and Dave Runston from the Community Alliance with Family Farmers.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Yes. Again, my name is Jeannie Merrill. I'm the Policy Director with the California Climate and Agriculture Network. We're a coalition of sustainable and organic ag organizations. And we're pleased to support SB 276, which makes an important fix to last year's SB 859 by clarifying that Healthy Soils and SWEEP programs are not a part of the bill's onerous reporting and mitigation requirements. I'm going to speak very briefly to the Healthy Soils component of the fix. The Healthy Soils program provides incentives and demonstration projects, project funding for on-farm projects that reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve soil carbon sequestration. The program supports climate-smart ag practices like the growing of cover crops, the use of mulch, compost, the plantings of trees and hedgerows, all of which provide multiple agronomic, economic, and environmental benefits to our air and water and quality. And unless fixed, SB 859 requirements would stymie the development of the Healthy Soils Program, a new initiative, as well as SWEEP, and make it undesirable for farmers and ranchers to participate, which is sort of the opposite of what we need to do right now in terms of being able to meet our climate change goals, and we urge your support.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support?
I'm Dave Runson. I'm the Policy Director for CAF, the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. And we support SB 276, which is a straightforward but necessary fix to the SB 859 of last year. SWEEP is the state's first program to provide incentives for improving on-farm water and energy use efficiency. The program funds projects like switching from diesel-powered water pumps to solar pumps, soil moisture monitoring to improve irrigation management, going from flood to drip irrigation, and more. To date, the program has funded over 500 irrigation improvement projects, reducing 28,000 metric tons of CO2 equivalent, or the equivalent of taking nearly 6,000 cars off the road each year and saving 62,000 acre feet of water each year. Since SWEEP payments go directly to farmers, including small and minority farmers, and the environmental externalities from these projects are very minimal, It would not be feasible to implement the reviews called for in SB 859. We must keep successful programs like SWEEP going. SB 276 will allow farmers throughout the state to continue to access this important resource and save water and energy, all while helping to meet the state's climate goals. So I ask for your support.
Thank you very much. Other witnesses in support?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Justin Milan for the California Compost Coalition. We're in strong support.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Matthew Allen, Western Growers Association. Pleased to support the bill.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Mary Ann Wormerdam, Rural Counties Association, also in support.
Kim Schneider, on behalf of the Resource Conservation Districts and Pesticide Action Network, in support. Thank you.
Sarah Goulden, on behalf of the Carbon Cycle Institute and John Wick, in support. Thanks.
Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Do we have any questions from members? The bill has been moved. Thank you, Senator Dodd. This is an important exemption for a very important program that we value greatly. I appreciate you bringing the bill forward.
Thank you.
Will the Secretary please call the roll?
SB 276, the motion is to pass and re-refer to environmental quality. Senator Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
It's out. That bill is out. Thank you. And next, I will be presenting SB 243. So, Senator Wilk, if you would please take the gavel.
All righty, our next bill is SB 247, Galjani, citrus disease prevention. Madam Chair, you may start.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 243 would increase the spending authority of CDFA by $9.6 million so that the department can use existing funds to combat Asian citrus psyllid and Huanglongbing. You may remember last year that the citrus industry asked us to pass a bill authored by Senator Roth to increase the citrus fee assessment from 9 cents to 12 cents per 40-pound carton. This increase was projected to bring in an additional $5 million per year, which was deemed necessary given the rising costs of trying to control Asian citrus psyllid and to remove Huanglongbing infected trees from the LA Basin. However, the increased assessment rate was not accompanied with an increased spending authority. CDFA projects that they will hit their budget limit of $16 million well before the current fiscal year is over. Given timing constraints and the need for these funds to be available now, this bill makes a one-time appropriation from the Citrus Disease Management Account to CDFA so that existing funds may be used immediately to fight citrus pests and disease. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of California Citrus Mutual. This has simply given us authority to spend our own money, and we ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a motion. Anybody else in support?
Mr. Chairman, members, Matthew Allen, Western Growers Association, also in support.
Dave Runson, CAF, also in support.
Anybody in opposition? Seeing none, any questions from the committee?
What's the current balance in that account, do you know?
Prior to last year's bill that Senator Roth moved and the governor signed, we were raising about $16 million through citrus industry assessments. With the increase in assessment that kicked in October, our fiscal year, it will move us up to a $25 million. We do have a healthy reserve set aside, but because the budget number that was passed last year was 16, we now can't spend the additional money without this authorization.
Well, I just want to be sure that we are going to have enough resources. Well, obviously, you need to stop the spread now. Just waiting and waiting isn't going to help. So,
correct. We arguably don't have enough resources because the bug is getting beyond our ability, but we definitely need the ability to spend this money ASAP.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? If not, call the roll.
SB 243, the motion is do pass and re-refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
It's out.
Congrats, your bill's out.
And that concludes our business for the day. Thank you.